Good afternoon. The time is 1:01 p.m. I'd like to call to order the membership committee, the Osage Nation Membership Committee meeting. And the first item on our agenda is roll call.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
We do have a quorum. Thank you. The next item, I'd like to just mention Congresswoman Edwards is joining us via telephone. And the next item on our agenda is prayer. And I was, Ms. Oberle, would you be willing to render an afternoon prayer?
Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you just bestowed upon us and our people. We ask you, Lord, for your wisdom, your help, for the decisions that we all need to make today. We ask that you be with each and every one of us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Ms. Oberle. Number four on the agenda is approval of minutes. Yes. Okay, so noted that Congressman Potts should actually be Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the minutes. Shannon, will you second that, please?
Well, I don't have a copy, so I'm going to rely on you and say second.
Okay. Without objection, the minutes are approved as amended.
As amended, sorry.
Correct?
Correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Shannon. Okay, the next item on our agenda is the new membership card issuance procedures. This meeting was, Ms. Sarah Oberle is present, and thank you very much. She contacted me concerning coming for a meeting to talk about the new membership cards that are going to be issued in the future with they will be engraved. And Mr. Corey Lorenzo also is here, and if you would like to join us at the table to represent executive. And Ms. Oberle wanted to visit with us to talk about procedures that have yet to be completed or written concerning the issuance of the new engraved cards. And so I would more than happy to give you the floor.
Okay, thank you. Number one, thank you all for allowing me this time. These are decisions I feel like we all need to make, be on the same page. So the new Osage membership card has been redesigned, updated, security features in it, and it's going to be an official looking card. The other card was very outdated, no photo, lacked any security features, so we're excited about that. I would like to say that the new membership card will not be, because I've been asked this a lot, it will not be ID compliant, as that only applies to state-issued documents, state-issued driver's license, state ID cards. But our membership photo cards will be accepted as a federally recognized tribal-issued photo ID card. And it's admissible for flying per the TSA website. They say only for air travel and not for federal facilities, but then others say, well, some facilities you can, others maybe not. So, but the federal government does recognize a photo tribal ID as a legal form of identification. So on our new cards, we will have the name, the date of birth, the sex, the address, the membership number, a signature, the chief signature, and an option to put veteran, if they're a veteran. It's going to be on the new cards.
Which one, the membership or the ID?
It's going to be one. It's going to be a membership ID card. And the questions that I would like for us all to discuss, number one, it's an expensive process. Oh, it's a one-time startup thing. So the first question I have, is this going to be mandatory for all constituents? And most of them that will like come in, they want it. They want a photo ID. If it's not, or if it is going to be mandatory, how long will we give everyone to get, you know, get time? Would we give them a year? Or, you know, we just need a time frame to get in compliance with the new membership card. The other questions, what age group do we require the photo membership? And I've checked a lot of different tribes. The majority is 18 years, but with parental consent, it can be younger. Some Choctaws is 14 and under will not be issued a photo ID, but if they're over 14, they can. The Chickasaws, for minors under 12, a photo may be submitted but not required. So that's something that we need to maybe discuss as to what age, because we're not going to start taking pictures of babies, and you know, that's kind of. And then we need to put, because what will make this, we have to have an expiration date. Anything that's going to be legally accepted has got to have an issue date and an expiration date, which we don't use. So most of the tribes that I looked at, 5 years. I think the Otoes have a 4-year expiration. That's something, again, we would like to establish. And then we charge for replacement cards now. We charge like $10. Because these other cards are so much more expensive than the plain little white ones, in my membership law, I can go up to $35. But I'd like to see what everybody thinks for a replacement card, what the cost could be, should be. And there's probably going to be more as we go along in this process, but for right now, these are the main things I would like to get decided before we start going forward.
Madam Chairman, I have a question.
Okay. Give me just one moment. Thank you. Then I'll have Congresswoman Walker and then Congresswoman Whitehorn. So go ahead, Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Ms. Overly, what does the current law require with respect to having a membership card?
I think everyone has to have one. To become a member, you get the membership card with the membership number.
I'm not remembering that. I remember that. I might remember that. I don't remember either one of those things, really. I think we should look and see what the law requires.
I have it right in front of me.
That would lead me to where, to how we need to amend the law or include information in the law about that.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
I have, if you don't mind, Corey Lorenzo is here present, and he does have a copy of the current statute.
So this is Rule 5 under the Membership Code, Membership Identification Cards. All new members shall be mailed a tribal membership identification card. The identification card will be deemed official only when authorized and printed by the Osage Nation Membership Office. B. One tribal membership identification card will be issued to each tribal member at no cost to the tribal member.
That's what the law says.
Yeah.
So it places the emphasis on the office doing it rather than the member doing something.
I agree.
The requirement is for the office attendant, not for the member to do anything in order to get it other than whatever they've done to ask for membership.
Correct, and may I?
Mr. Hunt, yes.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I think that this is a little bit different in that people will need to submit a photograph, and so there will be some action needed on the member's part to do that, to be compliant with this membership card.
To be compliant. To be compliant with the photo ID membership card.
Aspect of the card.
Correct. Anything else, Ms. Congresswoman Edwards, at this point?
Well, I'm just trying to decide, and the reason we want to, I understand that it's a benefit for us to have an ID with a picture on it, but does that outweigh the inconvenience to those members who may not care to, if they have an ID, photo ID? Can you speak to that policy consideration?
Well, that's why then we would have to make it optional. I mean, that would be their choice if we make it optional. Oh, good Lord.
Optional.
then they keep that little white card with their name and date of birth and membership number.
If I may, when you spoke about at what age, and we spoke, and you gave examples of other tribal entities that use the age 12 as a possibility, the age 14. Of course, 18 would be another possibility. So, and you made the mention that the white card that we currently have would still be utilized for minors.
Correct.
So that would be the option that possibly Congresswoman Edwards is possibly alluding to, if you can speak to that. Congresswoman Edwards, about them keeping the white card where they're not, where they have the option to just keep that as their membership identification.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I'm trying to think of the circumstances where members would need to present a photo ID, how that would benefit versus just having their membership card. I think in elections there is something that you have to, I can't remember. Do you have to present a photo ID for elections or not?
You
yes,
do.
You do.
And your membership card.
Okay.
So this Pardon would, this
and
would.
And your membership card?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I had to.
Okay. And
yes.
Then is there any other circumstance where you would need a photo ID card in law to receive services?
In law to receive services? No, I don't believe there is.
Uh-huh.
Again, when you do have a photo ID for tribal services, there's no chance of any fraud going on because it's there. They look at you, they look at your card. They know it's you versus a blank card with just a name on it.
Okay. I'm going to recognize Congressman Walker.
Well, good discussion. A lot of this stuff is just off the cuff of my opinion. One, I would say, just what we were just talking about, you've got to submit your membership card to get the health benefit card renewed now. And as far as a time frame, I don't necessarily think in the beginning we need to put some hard, fast date. I mean, recognize both of them, encourage in the newspaper and on social media, hey, get your new membership card, and then we get a year down the road, then maybe two. Things may come up that we see a need where everybody needs to get on board and get their tribal ID / membership card. That's just my off-the-cuff opinion.
And that brings up a point going forward to the new members or, you know, well, it's an ID card. For those that already have the white card, if they, you know, if it's still going to be accepted for services, which it's been accepted, I mean, I don't have a problem either way, to be honest with you. I think for the money we've invested, sure, I'd like to see everybody get a photo ID. I think we're probably the only tribe that I know of that does not have a photo ID on their membership cards. I feel like we're a little backward because everyone else has stepped up. They've got, I mean, they're even going with enhanced tribal cards and all this other, which, you know, that may be something we'd want to do in the future. But right now, it's just look at those cards, and I'll be very honest, when I go places for CDIB or membership, and, you know, other enrollment officers show me their cards, I always say, oh, I left mine at home. Because, to be honest, I'm embarrassed because they've got these really cool-looking photos and seals and all this neat stuff, and I've got a white card with my name on it. But that's just my opinion. Sorry.
I'll engage more, but...
Okay.
Whitehorn.
All right. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Ms. Oberlin, would you first slow down for me and go through the list of what's on the new... what will be required on the new card that we're getting ready to enter into?
It'll have your name,
uh-huh,
your address,
uh-huh,
your date of birth, your sex, your signature, and your membership number, and it's going to have, of course, a chief's signature,
mm-hmm,
and then it, if you are a veteran and have the DD form things,
DD-214.
Yeah, then you know you can have veteran put on it.
Okay. And so that during the application process, that those will be the vital information that you have to supply if you already are a member.
Right.
Okay.
Right. In fact, we have all the information. We just don't have it on the card. We have it in the system.
Okay.
We have a lot of photos because when they get replacements, they always have to send us a photo ID so we know, okay. So really the only thing new would be a passport photo. Like to send in. Other than that, we have all the information already.
Okay.
It's not on the card.
Okay. And you, I know one meeting we had a conversation about CDIB on the back. We've decided against that.
I think we did.
Okay.
I think that probably wouldn't go over well.
Right. I was not a proponent of that.
Yeah.
I feel like a tribal member could probably take the passport photo to send in to you, but I really do feel like that's an undue burden to put on our membership that don't have the ability to walk in and get their photo snapped. I know that if you have a passport, you have to send photos in and for different things, but I don't know. Right now, for me, I think that we ought to consider letting people have the option whether they want the white membership card or the photo ID, since we still will be utilizing those for children anyway.
I know the tax commission, they issue tribal ID cards.
Right.
And they're basically ready because they're going to stop as soon as we start issuing them.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, in the month of June, during the dances, there's almost a line because everyone wants to go home with something that has their picture saying tribal ID on it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them proud. I mean, I talked
right
to them, they keep coming in and asking us, I thought y'all were gonna do it. And I said, we're working on it. We'll
right
get there. So I think it will go over whether we make it mandatory or not, to be honest. But that's just one of the things I need to get before we go forward. Is this gonna be optional for people? If so, we'll state it. And that can be up to them.
Please continue.
And if it is, I think that we need to come to that conclusion. I think all this needs to be in the statute of how we are going to handle these cards, where there is going to be a transition phase and make it be a point of law and not just a policy option. I don't know. Right now, and then there's an expiration date, too. So then in 5 years, and you're going to have to do that all over
right
again.
And
for the people that are living here, that get to visit here, that's easy. But will their membership be totally out of date and expired as with the card, or just the card's expired?
I think basically the card will expire. But keep in mind, people do it for the driver's license. So people are used to, oh,
my card's expired, my driver's license expired, oh, my membership's expired.
Right.
I better send them a new passport photo and, you know, have it renewed. I don't see that as a barrier so much, but...
And so the outside limitation on that is a five-year expiration, or can we go further than that?
Every tribe that I've looked at, the Otoes have a four-year. But everyone, all the other tribes, it's a five-year.
There can be a maximum of 8 years on it.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
I do, too.
You do or don't?
I do think 8 years is a good idea.
I mean,
That's the max. We can't go,
beyond that.
We can't go beyond 8 years.
And I like the 8 years when I saw everybody else using the 5 years, but just because, I guess a lot of people change in looks within 5 years and 8 years, but...
Your passport's like a 10-year
document.
Yeah,
that's true. I don't have a problem with the 8-year. I would, for our office, it would be easier for us to do an 8-year than it would 5.
Eight,
okay. Well, I mean,
okay. So, Mr.
Carolyn?
Yes, ma'am?
I just looked at a Hopi membership card, and it doesn't have an expiration. I think the trick will come when you start saying that you can have what we're calling the white membership card that has no expiration, but if you choose to have the photo ID, then you're going to have an expiration. So as we write the amendments, I think that the committee and the Congress needs to debate that.
I think the only reason, and for TSA, for federally recognized, the TSA says everything has to have, and I believe it's a TSA, if it has an issue date, it has to have an expiration date. If it doesn't have an expiration date, that creates problems when you want to use it as an ID.
Yeah. Okay.
Knowing that passports last 10 years, you would hope that they would also have a 10-year requirement for ID.
The everything I've read, 8 years is a limit. But we're a sovereign nation. If we want to do 10 years, why couldn't we? I don't know.
Anything else, Congresswoman Edwards?
No, just that our passports can be used in
May
of 10 years.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Mr. Lorenzo because I believe that you did have some input from the executive side.
I do. So couple points I'd like to make. excuse me. So the chief asked me to meet with the AG and review the membership laws and just to make sure as we're moving forward that we're being compliant and to see if there's any amendments that need to be made with this new process as we move forward with this membership ID card. They said the current membership law looks okay. He did recommend that we amend under the Tax Commission Code. It's Chapter 12. Right now, there's a chapter in there about the Tax Commission making IDs, and he said we should probably remove that because the membership department's going to have sole responsibility and just clean up that aspect of the Tax Commission law. That was their input on that.
Okay.
I did have a chance to sit down with the chief yesterday, and he gave me his opinion on a couple of these points. He was for having the white card for minors until they turn 18, and then once they're 18, they can get the photo ID card. He was for it having it being mandatory, giving a year, and then they could have an extension. But like you said, that's a debatable point for sure. And then as far as a replacement card for the ID, he suggested $35 just because for the cost of this program there has been a cost. And,
that'll be a deterrent
to lose it. Yeah.
Say that again.
For replacement card, that the cost should be $35. And then the membership law, that is the maximum that we can charge for a replacement card. But again, that's a debatable point. His comment was that he was all for having this committee's opinion
on these subjects here, because we're all in this together, and this what we're working on is for all of us at the end of the day. And
anything else? I have a couple of
constitutionally
things.
It's our obligation to. So then when, if we do choose to go with an 8-year expiration date on that, upon expiration, you get reissued a card at no charge.
No, we will not charge.
Unless you lose it.
Unless you lose
it. Okay.
Then we charge.
Then you charge, okay.
But if it expires, then no charge. It's just like your original one. We would not charge for that.
Okay, so I appreciate all of the input and the conversation, and I just have a couple of things. So we made an investment in an engrave in a machine, a piece of, you know, machinery to improve our membership / ID cards. So I was under the impression, and it was my own impression, that everybody would have this one card. Not necessarily everybody to have a photo, because, I mean, when you streamline something and you do something, so I understand the side of the people who may not want to submit a photo, or it may be cumbersome to them, or they may not be able to get up here and get the photo snapped. Is there any options that they could electronically send a photo to you? Then it could be uploaded, so that way that wouldn't be a barrier, that if someone who is elderly at And I'm just saying some outreach there for those people that would like to get the photo ID and they maybe aren't able to drive, or they're in a nursing home or what have you.
Or live out of state.
Live out of state so that they wouldn't, you know, and could send it any. Are you going to accept applications electronically? So let me get to that piece of it first. And then, because for me, I mean, honestly, if everybody had the same card, it would be a heck of a lot easier, because then you wouldn't have to go back and forth between the two.
Right.
And it wouldn't be, well, I have this one, and then they're gonna have two, because when we get our new ID ones, we're gonna still have our white one, and then we're gonna have our whatever color you've decided to make this new one with the photo on it. And so, like I said, we have made an investment in this, and I personally would like to see it go down the road that everybody has the same card, even if photos aren't on there. I'm gonna raise a really maybe topic that may not, I don't know. I noticed we're going to put gender on there. Mm-hmm. What considerations are we talking about when someone
transgender?
Thank you. At that point, you know, where would we be there? And I just want to open the conversation to that, because that is something that we do have.
And we have, believe it or not, we have come across that just in issuing a CDIB or a membership card, because usually whatever it is on your birth certificate is what it's going to be in our system. We did have one and brought a court order saying her name had been changed and her gender had been changed. I had the court document, I changed it.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I am on that. As long as I have a documentation from a court, whether your name's changed or your gender's changed, whatever, okay, I will change it.
Thank you, because they are constituents regardless of,
right,
of their gender, and it's important to recognize that, in my opinion. So back to the electronic piece of it, of submitting your application for your new ID photo membership card, is that going to be an option?
Yes. Because we have so many constituents that do not live here. They live all over. We issue membership cards, CDIB cards everywhere. I don't see this as being any different. Now, what this is something I'm kind of thinking with, because we don't know these people, you know, so they may get a photo on a card that's really not theirs, you know. What about having, and I had thought about this, when you get your passport photos, going and having it notarized as you sign it, saying, okay, yes, I've seen you come in with your photo, I've looked at you, I saw you sign it, I'm going to notarize that, and you send that to me. then that's just, I think, a good idea. You know.
Does it have to be a passport?
No. You know, now people can do on phones and all that other stuff, as long as it's a certain size and on a
white background.
What's
to keep that person from submitting a different photo after it's been notarized anyway?
True.
Congressman Walker?
I don't think you have to do that for your driver's license.
Hang on 1 second, Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I mean, this is along the same point that I was going to touch on. What'd you say, Congresswoman Edwards?
I said I don't.
But don't you have to turn your driver's license, or show them your driver's license, or like your birth certificate?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One or the other, right?
And they take your picture.
Well,
you have two forms. You have to have two forms of ID to get a. Most places require. I say most because I don't know everything, but most places require. If you're going to get a photo ID of some type or form, it requires two forms of identification. And when you're, and if I, and my daughter recently just went and got her driver's license, and it required two forms of identification. And so that piece hasn't changed. And I had to sign, of course, an affidavit. Excuse me. I had to sign an affidavit that she was in fact my daughter and all that kind of stuff. So I mean, that goes down a whole other road. But go ahead, Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm just saying that I think that we don't need to get too far afield from this is who I am. I would like my photo. To me, I like the idea of a new photo, of a new ID for everyone, but the photo on it being optional unless we decide that you have to have a photo ID for some reason.
Congressman Walker?
I agree with the logic to that. I also feel strongly that person should have their photo on it, but there are some logistical issues for people that live out of don't live around here or even live overseas and are members of the Osage Nation. So we're going to have to set up some sort of system where they can submit electronic pictures. And it could even be their passport, it could be the driver's license, where you compare it to the picture that they give to us.
Another federally
right, I mean, something, but those are easily overcome with some common sense decision making. I'm just some of the things that I was thinking about as well, was we need to enable them, people, to submit electronic pictures of themselves somehow.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Currently, is there any electronic forms for membership application or CDIB application, or is it all hard copy, or have to be sent by PDF?
No, we do some by fax, a membership.
Uh-huh.
The CDIB we can't because that's the BIA's restriction, not ours. So this is going to be ours, so we can probably accept just about anything that makes sense. I mean,
so
make it easy. I don't want to make this hard. I don't want to make it difficult for the constituents. I really don't. I think the majority of them, I think, are going to really want it.
Agreed. And I think as long as we have good privacy law and the way we handle our electronic data in place, because if we're going to open that up to be transferred electronically, we need to really protect our membership. It's for the protection of the membership and their information that they're transmitting to the nation. So
that is one of the things IT is working on.
I'm looking into that.
I want a stored place for just the membership photo IDs.
And right, so, with the encrypted security and...
Yes.
That's only accessible to you. I like that. My other thought that I had, and I'm not just trying to throw things out that are problematic, but we're a really mobile society today. People, I don't know, there's some statistics on how often people move from place to place, and I see that address is going to be part of this. So, you know, somebody might be having to pay $35 every 2 or 3 years because they are so mobile with their address. And that's my thought, but they'll have to pay that on their IDs, their driver's license also as they move. So I guess that's something that we just look at. I wonder what the state's charge for replacement driver's license. I haven't had to have one replaced in so long. $35 seems kind of, how much was that?
$35,
really? Gracious, okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, I think that the address aspect of the card is kind of a moot point. Like my Oklahoma driver's license is in Owosso, the very first apartment that I lived in from 2016. And as long as I changed it via the state, but just because it's on my driver's license doesn't mean that that's necessarily where I'm living.
I've gotten in trouble for mine not being updated before.
Oh, really?
I've been in the same spot.
Yes.
I changed it with the state?
Yeah, I've been in trouble. Yeah.
I had this happen
really?
Myself,
mm-hmm.
So the officer did tell me that. He said, and it happened to me a long time ago. Bottom line is that he said, you're really supposed to really get it changed on your driver's license, but what Mr. Lorenzo was speaking of, you can do it in that process also. And so that is why they ask you when they pull you over what your address is, because they're wanting to see if your address is at the same place that is on your card, because they ask for your card and they say, what is your address? Or do you still live at blah, 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 you know? And so they can give you a ticket. It's very rare that they do, honestly, but they can. And so we are technically supposed to change it whenever, every single time that we move within a 30-day time period. So I that's a good point. To be brought up, because if it's for 8 years, most people, like you said, nowadays move around a lot more. It's very seldom that someone like myself has lived on the same road for all my life but 7 years. That's kind of rare, I suppose.
And do you want your child's address on their ID?
Well, that's a rather really good point, in the sense of the fact that if somebody was to find it, and especially with all of the horrible things that we hear about, you know, the sex trafficking.
That's why we won't be doing the photo IDs for children.
But I believe
there won't be an address on there. You know?
Mm-hmm. I like the address, the nation's address, and it's sent into the nation rather than sent into the home. But then you go back, never really even been considered if it was a problem on your driver's license.
Mm-hmm. He got me out of a ticket one time. I was living in Bartersville, but I'd come from Ponk and I hadn't changed it. I got stopped in Bartersville for over the bridge going too fast, but he was like, oh, you're from Ponca, you didn't know that, did you? And I was like, uh-uh.
Yes.
It worked for me.
Well, this is all really good conversation, and I don't know if we have really, you know, hashed everything out as far as, you know, what time is it? I'm sorry. What we should or shouldn't do, but I'm just going to, you know, go ahead, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I was kind of just thinking like you were. I know she gave us some points that she really needed some direction on. I noticed that you have your own personal notes there. Is that something that you could submit to us so we would have better have what we're supposed to be thinking about, and give it to the clerk and let her send that out to Congress? And that way we can be having those conversations about the points you're...
Okay, that would be wonderful. And so, timeline. I'm sorry. Did you have something, Congresswoman Edwards?
I just wanted to say that I already sent a memo to Mr. Gill asking him to get a bill drafted that provides some amendments. So those talking points will be helpful. And it seems to me that this would be a priority in spring session. Unless for some reason it has to be done before March.
Okay, so that's what I was getting ready to allude to, actually. So thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. When you're talking about what you sent to Mr. Gill, did it also include the removal of the language from the tax commission law?
No, but I can do that right now.
And would you be so kind as to share it with executive?
I'll circulate it. Everybody can look at it. No problem.
Okay, I have.
I don't even have to be the sponsor. I was just starting the process.
I have Congresswoman.
Perfect. Brandy, yes, you can be the sponsor.
We can discuss that. That would be great. I'm going to go ahead and yield to Congressman Walker.
I just wanted to go back to the cost. Trying to rationalize that and justify charging our constituency. I mean, we've already purchased the equipment and the cards, right?
We have not purchased the cards yet. We have purchased the machine.
Okay,
sent us cards to play with, but it's.
Is it in your budget? I mean, has the money been appropriated? No?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I'm just curious what the actual cost for the nation will be. You know, I can understand most.
$34 per card?
Right. I mean, yeah, $35 seems excessive to me. I mean, you know, and I'm already thinking ahead. It's like, well, I'm going to make copies and have pictures of them on my phone. And if somebody loses them, well, so be it. 8 years later, I'll get one.
The $35 is just what's in the membership law. I cannot exceed $35. We can go 20. We can go 15.
Free.
Right now we charge 10.
We do charge 10
for the little white ones.
Okay, 10. Then I'm just the only thing.
But these cards are going to cost my department, going to cost the nation way more than those little white cards that I got for like 30 cents.
I think we should figure out about what it costs the nation and charge your
constituents to transfer over to this.
You know, a tag agent. I mean, they're in business to make money as a tag agent.
And we're not.
We're not.
I mean, no, my department's not. We don't generate income. I would just like maybe to make enough to
offset the cost.
Offset the cost of the card. I'm not even going to talk that machine or staff or anything else, but just the card because of the fact it is way more costing me than the little white cards.
Seems reasonable to me.
I think Corey wanted to follow up to what Congressman Walker said.
Thank you, Chairwoman. By law, just to clarify, by law, the first card is complimentary from the nation. So that $35 would just be for the replacement.
I'm going to follow up on that real quick. So if you could, if at all possible, Ms. Oberle, I really like what RJ just mentioned about what is the cost it's going to cost your department. What is going to be your cost so that you're not actually going to have a loss anywhere. And if we have to go $1 over that or just equal to that, if you could come up with a figure, we might be able to move a little further on the next meeting that we need to have.
Okay.
And then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So the cost you're asking for is a transition for the full nation to... That's my question. What's going to have to be in your budget? Two questions. When would you like to start the transition? When will you be ready for that? And if it's going to be in FY21, yeah, we're in 20 right now, FY21, what initial budget increase for this purpose to transition the nation over is it going to be? I think it's going to be significant. Maybe not as significant as I think.
And I don't have it down. I haven't even gone there yet. So I think it's going to be definitely an increase to what I have now.
Right.
I know that. How much, I don't know. I haven't figured, but I can get that figure. Mm-hmm. And then maybe that will help. And again, the whatever money we charge is not going to be, everybody's not ever going to pay that. Only if you lose it. And to be honest, just in
my interest is how much is it going to cost?
You have the same people that lose that card all the time.
16,000.
You do.
How many 16,000 members is going to cost? That's my interest. And when would you like to start?
We had a meeting with IT yesterday. And it's going to be 2 weeks. They're giving me 2 weeks to really get things, down where we're comfortable. It's going to give us time to play with it because I don't want to roll this out too early and then we've hit a glitch. We're going to have to hold off on this. I do not want that happening. So I will delay it or not bring it out. And then plus we have to have time to advertise it. We need to let people know what's coming and when it's coming. I'm not in a hurry because, again, I just want to make sure that everything is workable when we finally say, okay, we're ready to roll it out. So
this may be totally out of like the big blue sky, but I've heard soft openings before.
Yes.
You know, and it's not to take away from anybody else in the constituency, but has that ever idea ever been floated on a certain amount of people? Not to say that, you know, how you choose them, I don't know, because I don't want any type of favoritism or anything to come about, but like a soft, you know, to see what kind of things you might run into. I mean, and is that even a possibility? Could it something that you could even
in my mind consider? I had played with that. I always say, okay, and when we first do it, we'll have the chief, the assistant chief, Congress, and those will be our first ones out.
Osage employees.
Osage employees could be
just to see what type of things you run into, possibly.
Right.
You know,
before we start doing it to I agree. That's I think that would be a great idea.
Not that we're trying to exclude anyone.
Right.
Just to see what kind of, you know, let's just say that you had, for instance, that you had all of the employees that you wanted to submit it by Friday, on a Friday. Please get it submitted by Friday. See how long it's going to actually take you to get that many cards, you know, because you mentioned, I'm going to piggyback off what Maria said, that, you know, it's not in your 2020 budget for the transition cost, correct?
Right.
So you're going to use 2020 funds? What is that, Mr. Lorenzo?
there is some
wiggle
money.
Wiggle room?
Yes.
Locker doctrine.
Because the key was is to get this program up and running in this fiscal year.
Flexibility.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. So, if you could give us a cost of the transition. And then a cost of each replacement card, what it's going to cost your department so that you do not lose the monies. And then when you want to, what would be your ultimate start date? And does the committee have anything else that they would like to know? Because I know we've got caught up on the money piece, but when we first started this meeting, we got caught up on the mandatory piece. So, I mean, and we're getting
close. Well, I still think that's a question that needs to be worked on.
We'd like to have another meeting?
I think we're probably going to need to.
I agree.
I would,
Okay. So do you have a time frame? You just want to visit over the phone?
Whenever you all can do it, I will make a point to be here.
Okay. You guys have, because you're wanting to get going, correct?
It's nothing that I want to start next week. So, like I said, we're slowly...
But it's going to take some amendments to some current
law that we have. Before we even get, before any of this gets out, there's these questions that I would like us all to be on the same page with and give me the direction. That's why I'm here. I need a direction. I was like, okay, I don't want to decide how much or so.
My responsibility, sure. Okay, so does the committee have any, what dates look good for you guys? Or do you just want me to email you like normal? Tell me what you want to do.
Options. Give us some options.
Give you some options.
I'm wide open as of now.
I'm not on the committee, but I can always give my opinion if you want it. I'd say you need a meeting in a month. I really don't think it's coming down the pike at you that quick, and it gives you some time to talk about it and think about it.
Congresswoman Edwards, do you have a problem in about a month?
Nope.
Let me look at my schedule just because...
Three or four weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to probably shoot for 3 weeks. We have county show.
I have a number of days that are probably not good, but I mean, if we circulate dates, then I can respond.
Okay.
We can figure that out.
All right, guys. So is there anything further?
Can I make a request that Ms. Oberle provide us those current statistics on the number of members and age and geography? Like she has in the past, those are really great stats to have.
Okay, geography, like is in statewide, at certain ages. What
you gave us, I think you gave us dates and ages, and then within the state of Oklahoma, you gave us communities, maybe they were zip codes and ages.
Okay.
And then also,
I think you gave us 0 to 5, and then 6 to 18, and I don't know, you had whatever you had before, I thought was really good.
Okay, I'll go back and we'll just update.
And also to add to what Shannon was Congresswoman Edwards was speaking of, if you could have an update when we come back in a month or in the next few weeks of the members, new members, since since the new beginning of the fiscal year, and then anybody that also, anybody that's no longer a member. We've received one report so far, I believe, but you have sent that to us before. And if you could add that to what Congresswoman Edwards, I would appreciate that very much.
Okay, just in the last fiscal year?
Just since the fiscal year started.
Okay.
Chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So move.
Second.
We are adjourned.
Thank you. You all want this cheat sheet?
Mm-hmm. Love to.
Okay. I don't think I did spell check or anything, so, you know.
Thank you, guys.
No laughing behind my back.
It's a good meeting.